Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New York healthcare workers asked the Supreme Court to uphold federal law. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Matt, gosh, COVID seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? But these COVID shot mandates, these cases have not all been settled. This one particularly that we've asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take on behalf of three of our New York healthcare workers who were fired for refusing to take the COVID shot, of course, that were all associated with aborted fetal cells. They would not take the shot because of their deeply held religious beliefs.
So this particular case begins in 2021, and COVID mandates began in the summer of 2021, and that was instituted by Joe Biden because he wanted to reach a certain quota by July 4, Independence Day of 2021. And of course, he didn't reach that quota. So he imposed a mandate on federal healthcare workers in July, and then he imposed a mandate on the military in August. And then the private sector got pressured by the federal government because they were getting money from the federal government for people that they diagnosed as having COVID. And they were being forced to get their employees all shot with the COVID shot. So New York and Maine passed a law that were very similar. And so the issue here is very unique. New York's law said to employers, the healthcare employers, these were certain healthcare employers, that they had to get their employees continuously, that's their words, vaccinated with the COVID-19 shots.
So how many would that mean?
Continuously. Goodness. They had to be continuously, what they said, quote-unquote, vaccinated with COVID-19. And that the only exemption would be medical exemptions for people who would otherwise have an adverse reaction to the COVID shots, but no religious exemptions. It said specifically no religious or other exemptions would be permissible. So we have, for example, one of our employees is a medical healthcare worker and is a Christian Scientist. So we represented this particular person because it fit in with this particular issue. And we have other evangelical people that we represented as well that wanted to object. But this particular one individual, I'll just give you an example, is a Christian Scientist. And Christian Scientist, you know, I'm not endorsing their beliefs.
Yeah, we don't agree particularly.
But I'm saying that they have a belief also against vaccinations, or this particular person had a religious belief against vaccinations. So he had been an employee for 10 years and had received an exemption from all vaccines for 10 years because of his Christian Science faith.
And we're here to defend people because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah, because if they force him, then they could force somebody else.
Right.
So religious freedom goes both ways.
Right.
So he had already had an exemption for 10 years consecutive of all the vaccines because of his Christian Science faith. And he was a remote worker. So you have a double issue here. He's already got a history of an exemption for a decade, and he's working remotely. Now all of a sudden this mandate comes in, and the state says to the employers, you got to get all your employees with the COVID-19 shot. So now they tell this person who's had the exemption for 10 years, who's a remote worker, you must get the COVID-19 shot.
Absolutely.
He says, well, wait a minute, I've already had exemptions for 10 years. I work remotely. Why would I need that? No, you need to have it. Because if we allow you to have a religious exemption anymore, then we will be fined daily by the government and we will lose our business license to operate.
And we can't, you know, allow the government not to get all the money from these COVID shots.
So they fired him. And then we have another person, a Christian that we represent, who had an exemption from the COVID-19 shot based upon religious reasons, had an exemption specifically from COVID-19 for religious reasons. And then what happened is this mandate came in, and they brought the employee in and said, your exemption is no longer valid. You have to get the COVID shot. And they reneged on the religious exemption and terminated this person.
Because of the law that New York passed in 2021 requiring the healthcare employers to mandate the COVID shots for their employees.
So Title VII is a federal law. It applies to employment. And among other things, it says that covered employers, typically employers that have 15 or more employees, are under Title VII. It's a federal law. It's across the country. That you can't discriminate on the basis of religion. Now, if you're a religious employer, there are certain exemptions to that. But generally, you can't discriminate on the basis of religion. So when some particular employment practice comes up, like the COVID shot, and it impacts your religious beliefs, the employee has to apprise the employer of the religious beliefs and of the negative impact that that particular employment mandate or policy or practice has on the religious beliefs. In this case, they have a religious exemption to the COVID shots for various reasons. Aborted fetal cell, they don't want to defile their temple, they have a religious exemption. What happens next? This is universal across the country. The employer has to consider that and make a decision. How can they or can they reasonably accommodate that? And they have to accommodate that religious exemption unless doing so places them in what's called an undue hardship. And in this case, what this law said is that you can't even engage in that consideration. What you have to do is no exemptions, period. So these employers, although they may have wanted to, and some did want to give religious accommodations, and some already had religious accommodations, they were forced by the state law to ignore the federal Title VII law and just simply deny exemptions across the board for every and any reason.
Right. So this case is set up well for the high court to take. The Second Circuit held that employers did not violate Title VII by granting religious exemptions. However, there are other conflicts in the 2nd, 4th, 6th, 7th, 9th, 10th, and 11th Court of Appeals, which ruled that state laws must yield to federal laws. So the two questions that we've presented in our brief are whether compliance with state laws directly contrary to Title VII's requirement to provide a reasonable accommodation may serve as an undue hardship, justifying an employer's noncompliance with Title VII. And number two, whether a state law that requires employers to deny without any consideration all requests by employees for religious accommodation, contrary to Title VII's religious non-discrimination provision.
Yeah, is preempted by Title VII and the Supremacy Clause. And so there's an interesting case out of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. That court sits primarily in Atlanta, Georgia. It covers Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. It's a case in Central Florida, and it involves a state law in Florida that dealt with disability restrictions on different kinds of entertainment rides. And so one of the entertainment industries in Central Florida prohibited a person from riding a particular ride because of the state law. They got sued under the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. The ADA preempts. In other words, the federal law can give you certain rights. A state can give you more rights than the federal law does, but they can't take away rights that the federal government, through its laws or constitution, provides to you. So you could get more free speech, you could get more free exercise of religion rights, but you can't get less. And in this case, what Florida was doing is trying to restrict the rights that these people had under the federal ADA law. And the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said, oh, you can't do that. Federal ADA preempts Florida in this case.
The Biden administration was good about that.
Yeah, they would try to do those kinds of things. And so the implications of this case is if the court refuses to take it and this law, this lower court decision is upheld, is let's take a situation, say, under the Biden administration, say a post-Trump administration that's like the Biden administration, God forbid. But you know, you have something like that, right? This hypothetical
nightmare.
Nightmare, yes. Now you have Christian employers, Christian universities, and they want to follow Title IX. Don't discriminate against women on the basis of sex. Give them what they need separate facilities. Sports, don't put men in their private spaces, don't put men on their sport teams. And then the state comes in and says, no, you better not abide by that. You better allow people who identify as women to be in the private spaces of women and on their teams. And if you don't, you'll be fined and you'll lose your right to give diplomas. That's the implications here. These states could literally wreak havoc on individuals and push a very radical liberal agenda. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Pray for this case. It's before the U.S. Supreme Court for consideration.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.